like praising, praising Him.
I feel like praising, praising Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long.
Oh, I feel like praising, praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising, praising Him. Oh, I feel like praising, praising Him. I want to praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. Oh, I feel like
praising, praising Him.
Oh, and I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have the chance. Oh, I'm gonna praise the Lord while I have the chance. I'm gonna praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. Oh, I feel like praising, praising Him. One more time. Oh, I feel like praising, praising Him. Oh, I feel
like praising, praising Him.
I'm gonna praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I am looking forward to hearing Pastor preach again. But it's not going to be tonight. Amen. Gotcha. Amen. But we do have a very good brother coming in and teaching the word. I always enjoy hearing Brother Andre teach.
Amen.
You know, when I met Brother Andre, we were working together at Pfizer, and man, I enjoyed, we get to sit there and talk about Jesus all morning. I'd go get a cup of coffee for him, or he'd get a cup of coffee for me, and we'd sit there and just talk about the Lord, and then somebody'd come up and we'd help him out, and we did it with joy. But even back then, he had a little folder. He'd open that folder one day to me, and he said, "Look at this. You don't think I remember this. I think it was blue folder." And he said, "Look at this. I was teaching a youth class, and this is my lesson from that youth class." And I said, "Oh, that's really good. Let me take a look at that." And so what I realized even then is that he had the heart of a teacher. And he had taught in the Navy, and he had taught in different youth settings. Amen. But that heart of a teacher is still there. Amen. The Bible says that if you're desiring that office, to be apt to teach. Amen. Brother Andre, come and teach us tonight. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I remember them days of Pfizer. Carmel Macchiato. that was our preferred coffee drink back then. I thank Jesus for those times and Him drawing me near. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Genesis. And just a few scriptures. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 will be the first scripture. And it reads, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." The next one is Genesis chapter 6, verse 17. And it says, "And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die." The next one is Genesis chapter 7, verse 15. And it says, when they went in unto Noah, and they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life? And the last one, Genesis chapter 7, still, verse number 22. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. My topic tonight is, as we live and breathe. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. Lord Jesus, I ask you, oh Lord Jesus, to speak through me, oh Lord Jesus, that someone may be directed, someone may be corrected, someone may even be redirected as to your word, that we your word be rightly divided, that your truth may be revealed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You may be seated. Tonight, I want to help you, as we do in every Bible study, as we do in every Sunday, every Wednesday, and in every private Bible study, to help you divide, to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen? And throughout Scripture, there are things that are figures that God uses, words that we can relate to that mean a spiritual truth. And this will be no different. I'll do the same thing. We call it an object lesson in amongst ministers, amongst teachers. They call it an object lesson. Jesus called it a parable. But I want to just relate to something that you may know and to reveal a spiritual truth. Amen? As you can tell by the opening four scriptures, the common theme or the common phrase in there was the breath of life. It occurs in the King James Version, it occurs four times. And that's another word. That's another Bible study tool. You want to look at how many times something occurs in Scripture. That'll help you to track down the truth of what God means. Amen. The breath of life. It's a scary thing to have your breath taken away or not being able to breathe. It causes a certain panic. To this day, my son is 27 years old, but when I hear him choking in a room across the hall from me at night, I want to know, is he okay? Because you don't want their breath to be taken away. It's just a frightening thing. Two of those scriptures talked about the flood, how the flood came and destroyed all, save Noah and his family, but everything that had the breath of life died. It makes you wonder, what were they doing with the breath of life that God had given them? And then somewhere along the line, even in our day, we have taken that breath of life that God has given us, we have taken it for granted. Even that saying we have, as we live and breathe, or as I live and breathe, they use that as an affirmation of the truth or a swearing that something is true because that's something so sure that we breathe. That's something so sure that our heart beats. Some famous quotes. Maybe you may have heard them. I will fight for you with every breath in my body. I will never let you down. Donald Trump said that. I'll fight with every breath in my body to stop the out of control spending and the debt that are bankrupting our kids and grandkids. Ted Cruz said that. And to some of you, I might be dating myself, but a certain recording artist talked about every little step he take and every little breath he makes. Mr. Robert Brown. But we think about, you think about that. The breath that we have is something that's so sure we would swear by it. We would make an affirmation by it. So, as I stated before, I want to take you by way of a roundabout way to help you divide the word of truth. So I'm going to do a public service announcement. And it's about drowning. Since it's hot out, we're in the season where a lot of people go swimming. I'm going to talk about drowning and drowning prevention. All right? At Job Corps, the students, before they can go on to the beach on a swimming trip or to a pool or to any water park, they have to be a certified swimmer. There is a swim certification process for every Job Corps student. They don't want to be liable for someone, you know, drowning. So part of that swim certification process is they have to go to a pool and prove that they can swim. And another one part of that process is called, it's a video for swim certification. It's called The Reasons People Drown and Drowning Prevention. And needless to say, since I set up the projector and the computer in order to watch this video, I've seen it a few times. And some things stuck out to me in that video. The definition of drowning. It is the process of experienced respiratory impairment from submersion or immersion in liquid. Drowning is not always fatal. There's near drownings, and there's two categories of near drowning. But it's when water gets into your windpipe and you are impaired. And when I heard that, it made me marvel at God in that he gave us what's called a respiratory system and a central nervous system that works automatically to keep some stuff out of our windpipe, that only air and the breath of life can be in our lungs. You have a flap in the back of your throat that closes when any foreign matter gets near there. And when the case of drowning, your body has an instinctive anti-drowning response. The person will always try to keep their head above water. Because water can't get into your windpipe. And you're going to struggle like that for as long as you can to keep your head above water until you can get out. In the case of drowning, when they went under that first time, they inhaled some water. And they are unable to call for help. A drowning person cannot call and say, help me, help me. I'm drowning, I'm going down again. They cannot say that. So they're going to flap their arms and try to keep their head above water. And you can only do that for so long. But to the untrained eye, this is what I learned from the video. A lifeguard, by the way, made this video very informative. He said, to the untrained eye, it looks like the person is playing in the water. It looks like they're having a good time. They're flapping around, but really, they're not. And it takes a train, and that's what the training of a lifeguard is. He can recognize a swimmer in distress. They can discern that body language of having a good time or about to lose that breath of life. And they spring into action. They make a beeline. Move out of the way. Please don't get mad at them. Move out of the way. Get out of their way. They see someone in distress, and they are going to save their life. Did some more research on it, and I found that children have the highest drowning rates. Most drownings in children happen between children that are 1 and 4 years old, between 1 and 4 years old in swimming pools. Excuse me, drowning can happen even if the children were not expected to be near water, such as when they gain unsupervised access to a pool. Fatal drowning is the leading cause of death of children between ages 1 and 4, and the second leading cause of an unintentional injury of death for children 5 to 14 behind motor vehicles. Does anyone know the second group of people who drown the most? It is males. Men. drown next to children, men are the highest, have the highest drowning rate. Nearly 80% of all the people who die from drowning are male. One of many factors might contribute to their higher rates of drowning among males, including increased exposure to water, risk-taking behaviors, and alcohol use. CBS, but another sad fact about that, but and you can draw the parallels if you, as I go along, you could probably draw some spiritual parallels here. God is speaking to someone. CBS, Saturday Morning News, reported that there is a lifeguard shortage in the United States, and it's going to close many pools. And this was in June of 2023. We need more lifeguards to help those people who are drowning, who may drown. Along those same lines, pray to the Lord of the harvest, send out more laborers to the harvest. Amen? Amen? That's what that reminded me of. So another thing that they did to prevent drowning, they have a list of safety protocols. If you ever look up drowning and drowning prevention online, if you Google it, you're going to see so many different safety protocols, things that need to be done so that people cannot drown or accidentally drown or suffer a near-drowning incident. And one of the ones that caught my attention was one that they used a catchphrase or a word that spelled out each and every one of these drowning preventions. Mine, the one that I found, is called RESPECT, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. The R stands for recognition. Recognize the signs of a non-swimmer, tired swimmers, distressed swimmers, and potentially unsafe situations. If you can recognize it, being able to recognize someone's in trouble, or that's a pool there, that's a body of water, it doesn't have a fence around it. Education, learn what factors could lead to drowning so that you can make the proper warning. Supervision, direct, constant supervision is the key, especially in the way of children. Children must be supervised, especially around water. Physical barrier, provide fencing, safety covers, alarms, and life jackets. And that touches upon how many men may drown without wearing a life jacket. Even the most strongest swimmer will get tired and can't keep their head above water. Life jackets are important. Is this okay? Just a few more minutes to go on my public service announcement. I'm not under court order to do community service or public service, but on those same lines, thank you, Pastor, for letting me deliver the mail on your route today. I appreciate it. Thank you. Expectations. Understand what to expect from the aquatic or water environment and the body's response. Know your limits. C, communication. Warn and inform family, friends, and guests about the dangers that are present in and around the water. And the last one, T, learn to swim and how to respond in an emergency. What do you do when you recognize someone is drowning? It used to be a rhyme we used to do, we used to have, and if you just didn't know, reach, throw, row, or go. You can reach for them with a pole or a rope. You can throw a life preserver or a lifesaver, that round flotation device. Row. You can row out there to them in a rowboat. Last but not least, go. You dive in and go get them. Again, you want to have, it's like a last resort. You want to have someone there with you. If you don't know how to rescue someone, please call for help. Sound the alarm. But it may be considered the accidental loss of life. the accidental loss of the breath of life. Many drownings are not intentional, and someone was in the wrong place at the wrong time. They weren't properly supervised, or someone thought they were just playing in the water. But also the loss of the breath of life due to sin. Bad choices someone made cost them their life breath. Questions to ask, and I said it before, what were they doing with the breath of life that God had given them? What should we be doing with the breath of life God gave us? It says in Genesis chapter 4, then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen? Well, it takes breath to call upon the name of the Lord in the first place. In Psalms 150, verses 1 through 6, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? Would you praise him with me? You want to praise him? Go ahead. Go right ahead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the breath of life that enables us to praise you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't mean this to be that funny, but if you praise him with all the instruments and the high sound and cymbal, the trumpet, the psaltery harp, you're going to be out of breath. Amen. But I think that's why he gave us a breath, that he may be praised. God loves his praise. He is going to get his glory. Amen. Praise him all the time with the breath of life that he's given you. Amen. It was his intent that everything that has breath praise his name and give him glory and to call upon his name. But man sinned against God with his breath. And that's one of the seven things that God hates. In Proverbs chapter 6, and I'm going to read from the ESV version for clarity. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 and 19. It says, there are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Another New Testament reference about what men have done with their breath, with the breath that God has given them, is Acts 9, verse 1. Some of you may know this about it. And Saul was still breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Careful what you say. God has given us this breath, but you can see some men, some people use their breath in the wrong way. They may breathe out threat, breathe out lies. When we're talking to someone about repentance, this is another way we need to repent. Amen. Would you pray with me right now? Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the breath and the voice that you've given us. We thank you, O Lord Jesus, and we turn to you, O Lord Jesus, in praising you and giving you glory, that our speech may ever be gracious unto you, God, giving you glory and honor in all that we say and do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As I stated before, when someone is drowning, the water gets in their windpipe. And since our voice box, our ability to speak is so connected to our breathing, they can't talk. And that breath of life is cut off, and they can't cry for help. They can't call for anyone. Keep that in mind. But when I think of someone calling upon the name of the Lord in distress, I think of Peter. I think of Peter in Matthew chapter 14, verse 30. And you all know the story when Peter said, "Lord, if it be you, bid me come out onto the water with you." Remember that? And he saw the waves. Matthew 14 to 30 says, "But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried, 'Lord, save me.'" Peter was in distress, but he could still call upon Jesus. Amen. He still had breath of life to call upon our Lord to save him, to physically save him. Amen. All Peter had was the breath of life at that moment. It was later that he received the gift of the Holy Ghost. That stuck out to me, but another one of the parallels stuck out to me as well. One of the things that the lifeguard does, that he's trained to do, is to provide rescue breathing. Sometimes a person who has inhaled or ingested a lot of liquid in their lungs and they're close, they're given mouth to mouth, and that's called rescue breathing, that their breathing may be restored and the water can be expelled from their lungs. Have any of you ever seen something like that happen? Someone was given mouth to mouth after they had almost drowned, and they kind of spit up a lot of water. They expelled some water. Well, think about this. John chapter 20, verse 22. "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, 'Receive ye the Holy Ghost.'" I don't know about you, but that sounds like rescue breathing to me. That, I think that was the first rescue breath. Given the gift of the Holy Ghost, that brought somebody to life. Which brings me to my point, the vision of the word of God. The word, the breath of life, yes, that's our physical, natural breath that we have. It is not the same as the Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Ghost is eternal. Holy Ghost leads us and guides us into all the truth. The Holy Ghost saves us. Yes. Amen. Amen. Without the Holy Ghost, we are not children of God. Amen. Luke 11:13 says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Amen. Amen. And just as in the days of Noah, when they obeyed God and entered the ark, and the waters were abated afterward, and God establishes covenant with them, evidence of the rainbow. When the disciples and all that were with them obeyed Jesus and went to Jerusalem, they received power from on high and by evidence of speaking in tongues. Remember? Remember? Peter declared, and this was spoken on by the prophet Joel, "I will pour, in those days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." Amen? Amen. And from that day on, men and women who have the breath of life began to call upon the name of the Lord and repent. From that day on, men and women who had the breath of life began to call upon the name of the Lord and be filled with the Holy Ghost. From that day on, men and women who had the breath of life began to call upon the name of the Lord and be baptized in Jesus' name. We speak in tongues now. We testify of God now. We teach the word of God now. We preach the word of God now with boldness. We pray in the Spirit. We sing in the Spirit. We are led by that same Spirit. Amen? Turn to someone and say, "As I live and breathe, I need the Holy Ghost. As I live and breathe, I need the Holy Ghost." That's code. I'm going to go ahead and make that code for us, because that in the old days that used to be a greeting. There was a greeting similar to that. Well, one brother would approach another brother or another Christian and say, "He has risen." And the response would be, he has risen indeed." I'm the only one who remember that greeting in the early church when they were persecuted, that they had to be hiding, but Christians knew that he rose from the dead. So they would say, "He has risen." And the response would be, "Amen." as I live and breathe, I need the Holy Ghost. As I live and breathe, Brother Greeley, I need the Holy Ghost. As I live and breathe, Brother Ben, amen. As I live and breathe, Brother Phil, I need the Holy Ghost. Amen. So when I come up to you, when you see me in the street, when you see me in the parking lot, when you see me at the store, please, as I live and breathe, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
We need the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Yes.
As we live and breathe, we need him. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 19. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts as well. Even one thing befalleth them as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they all have one breath, so that the man hath no preeminence above the beasts, for all is vanity. That makes the breath of life seem pretty bleak. It has its limitation. By the way, I'm thankful for it, but it is limited. By contrast, in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen? Amen? The Holy Ghost, the big S in Scripture, is the one that gives life, quicken our bodies. Amen. A friend of mine, you probably know him, he's left-handed and works at Pfizer's and loves computers. Some of you may know him. He was telling me about artificial intelligence. There's a new program out that you can tell it what to say and it'll write a report for you or a book. He actually asked it to write a song about Jesus with three verses and a bridge. And artificial intelligence did it. It actually came up with a song. But as I listened to the song, something was missing. Something was missing because it wasn't a song inspired by the Holy Ghost. You can tell. You can tell a song that the person who sang it was led by the Holy Ghost. God was with them in troubled times. God was with them and gave them a vision of the hope of glory. God was with them that showed them how precious the blood of Jesus was. That is an inspirational song, and artificial intelligence can't do that. And there are many songs, and though there are many songs out there where they're talking about every breath in their body, they love you with every breath in their body, and with every beat of their heart, it's not inspired of God. It has a limitation.
Yes, it does.
The Holy Ghost is where we live. It's the Holy Ghost that gives of life. He said, the words that I have given you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen? Another famous quote was, it is desirable that the people that make music on the breath do it within the breath. Do it with their breath. Would you stand with me now? I thank God for the breath of life, because it was given to me that I may call upon him for the spirit of life. Amen?
Amen.
That we may glorify him in the spirit. And if we don't, and if someone doesn't have the breath, if they can't speak, then God has given us his spirit that we may intercede for him. Amen? We may intercede for them that cannot speak or cannot make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen? Amen? Because the Spirit intercedes for us. Amen? Lord, we love you. We thank you. We praise your name for all that you've done for us. We praise your name for the Holy Spirit that you've given us, O Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to come to you, to worship you in spirit and in truth, O God. We thank you, Jesus, for the outpouring of your Spirit that leads us and guides us into all the truth. We thank you for this breath of life that you give us that enables us to call on you when we need it, that enables us to to make supplication and prayer and thanksgiving unto you, God. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for rightly dividing, O Lord Jesus, your word and your instructions, O Lord, that we may be led and guided and walk by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Let's just praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence is living in me. This is my daily bread. My daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. Oh, and
I'm desperate for you.
Hallelujah.
Oh. I'm lost without you.
Oh, this is the
air I breathe. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the air we breathe.
This is the air.
Yeah.
before you, Jesus, and I.
I'm lost without you.
Oh, Jesus, and I. I'm lost without you, Jesus, and I.
I'm desperate for you.
I'm desperate for you.
Hallelujah, Lamb of God.
Yes, I'm lost without you. Oh, I'm desperate for you.
Hallelujah.
Can we lift up our hands? Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen. That universal appeal to the breath of life, amen, that we all need it, just as much as we need the breath of life, we need the Holy Ghost, amen. Paul did that at Mars Hill. He spoke to people where they were. He spoke to them. He said, as certain of your poets have said, in him we live and move and have our being. And they understood that. Amen. I think even the young people, even the little kids can understand, I need breath. Amen. And us older folks, we know, Lord, breathe on them. Breathe on them, Jesus. Lord, please. Breathe into their lives. Inspire them. Help them. Give them your spirit. Amen. Excellent, excellent teaching tonight, Brother Andre. Thank you so much. Amen. That's all right. Yep. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Lord, help us, God, to be just as aware of you, Lord, as we are our breath, Lord God. Help us, Lord Jesus, know that we can't make it even a moment without you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we need you, God. Need you, Lord, to speak to us, God. As often as we breathe, Lord Jesus, we need you to speak to our hearts, God. And lead us, Lord Jesus, and help us, God. Bless us, Lord Jesus, as we go from this place. Lord, we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Church on Sunday, amen. Come. Invite somebody out to church, amen. We had these special services, but I like to say every service is special. Amen. Look, you never know what God's going to do in any given service. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother John's been leading prayer this month, and we're thankful for that. So come early, 10:30, and be part of that prayer service. It's very, very good. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.